Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Brent Doherty, Mickey Ryan with you. Jesse Simonson with us now from VolQuest.com. Jesse, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing all right, guys. How you fellas doing?
I heard you were around a bunch of prospects yesterday.
I was. But in the circuit with all the Rivals five-star challenge and a bunch of top Tennessee targets and just a lot of talented football players in general. It was a long day, but it was good to catch up with a lot of kids and kind of see what's going on with a lot of their recruitment.
Well, where does Tennessee stand with some of those targets, as you mentioned?
Yeah, well, I think probably some of the biggest stuff that kind of came out of yesterday was that Chris Bogle, a guy who's been on campus two times already, already took an official visit, you know, took advantage of the new rules. He's a South Florida kid, four-star outside linebacker, fits perfectly in kind of, you know, Tennessee's transition to a 3-4 scheme. He said Tennessee's still on top. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, Tennessee's in a battle with Miami, Florida State, Alabama, a handful of others. But the fact that, you know, he still is kind of has a mind on the balls. Charles Kelly, Chris Rump, several Tennessee assistants have been kind of crucial there. And I think most importantly, he was on this official visit with Wanya Morris, who later committed to the Vols, the five-star offensive tackle, and then Jalen Curry, a four-star wide receiver. All three of those guys have kind of created this, you know, whether going to these camps and kind of similar all-star events have kind of gotten created this real brotherhood and bond. And I think Tennessee's been able to kind of take advantage of that and kind of continue to build on those bonds and relationships. And Bogle says he's going to be back on campus this August and then return for a fall game. So, I mean, if that happens, you know, Tennessee could be, you know, serious contenders pulling this guy out of South Florida. Elsewhere, you know, Tennessee four-star in-state wide receiver Trey Knox, he was challenged by Jeremy Pruitt to come camp. Pruitt said, I want to see how fast you are. I want to watch you play in person. I know you have all these offers from Ohio State and everybody, but I want you to, you know, basically show out for me in front of my staff. And Knox did that. Now Tennessee's kind of putting the full court press on him. So those were probably the two biggest storylines in terms of Tennessee. But they have several other guys that they're heavily involved with there, and including the big four-star offensive tackle from IMG, who, you know, is from Seymour originally, played at King's Academy. He's actually a Nigerian native who's brand new to football, only played a couple of years, but he's huge. He's 6'5", 295, is kind of just looks and is built kind of like a Mack truck. As an offensive guard, offensive tackle. So those are three guys that Tennessee's heavily involved with coming out of this event, you know, up in Atlanta.
You mentioned guys from Florida that are recruiting. A lot of talk on Twitter yesterday about a quarterback from Florida who committed.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, it's the dead period, but recruiting never sleeps. And yeah, it has certainly been the case for Tennessee and this new staff. I mean, you know, Brian Marer is a three-star kid, and in a 2019 class that's kind of down compared to recent years. There's not quite as the hype around a lot of these guys, but I think Tennessee landed a guy that probably has as much upside as anybody. I spent a lot of time talking to his coach in the last few days. I have a story on VolQuest right now with kind of some of his coach's comments. A lot of people just really thought that Brian was going to be a lock to West Virginia because his coach was an assistant there for several years. Another coach on this Westport staff down in Ocala is now a grad assistant at West Virginia. And so some teams just kind of backed off for Brian for whatever reason. And Tennessee, Ohio State, and some others, you know, came calling once he had this really impressive Elite 11 camp and showing out in California almost a month to the day he committed. And so it was kind of a rapid recruitment for him, but Tennessee finally found their guy. It looked for a little while like Tennessee might be left, you know, sitting out the musical chairs without a chair to sit on. But they grabbed a guy, and I think they're still trying to steal somebody else's chair. And that would be Alabama's in terms of, I think, you know, I wrote on Monday in VolQuest, and it was a real chance that if Maurer did commit to the Vols and wanted in, which he did, that Tennessee could still try to take two quarterbacks and flip four-star, you know, little brother, Taulia Tagovailoa, from the Alabama Crimson Tide. So that's something that won't happen anytime soon. That's something that, if that came to fruition, would not happen until late in the fall. But it's certainly, because Tennessee made this news yesterday, you know, don't discount them moving forward with Tagovailoa.
You mentioned Mara and kind of what he looked like and talked to his coach, you tweeted out a quote from his coach. He's really accurate. He can put a ball in a bucket. He can easily dunk a basketball. He runs a 4-5. He has an uncanny ability to get out of trouble and keep his eyes downfield. Now, obviously, this is his high school coach talking. I always try to think, who's a comp for this guy, Jesse? So fans maybe get an idea, okay, this is who he's like. Because he's tall, 6'2 and a half, 6'3, right?
Yeah, he's 6'3. He can run a little bit. You know, I mean, at 4'5, you know, that may be a tad generous, but he apparently ran 4-5 twice this summer, once at Florida and once at Ohio State. Now, again, I don't think those were laser times, but at least somebody had him at 4-5. And for a kid that, you know, is going into a pro style system, I think Tennessee just likes his athleticism. And you know, Tyson Helton kind of told Brian after he came and had his workout with the Vols, which Brian had already gotten an offer. Tennessee offered him before ever seeing him throw in person. And then Tyson got to work with him for about an hour and said, man, you know, I think the sky's the limit for you. You have all these issues you need to work on mechanically, footwork and whatever. And then look how accurate you are moving in the pocket. You can throw the ball 30 yards, 40 yards on a dime. He has a frame to get bigger. In terms of comps, you know, without seeing him play in person yet, I hope to see him play in person this fall. I don't have, like, one doesn't, you know, instantly come to mind. But I do think that Tennessee got an athletic kid that, when you compare him to the most recent quarterbacks that Tennessee has signed in terms of Will McBride, JT Shroud, and now this guy, all three of them three stars, all three of them kind of come from different, you know, from ballyhooed, you know, high school talent in terms of Florida, Texas, and California. I think Mara probably has the highest upside of all three of these guys.
How important is it going to be for Jeremy Pruitt to string some wins together to kind of keep this class and this momentum going?
Oh, that is going to be the biggest thing. That, Brent, that's going to be, and that's why, you know, Pruitt, and we talked about it last time, you know, this roster is going to be looking at 10% or more of grad transfers and JUCOs, and it's clear what Jeremy's doing. You know, they're going for it now. They're trying to get to a bowl game now. They think that, you know, to be able to really sell the promise of this rebuild and this turnaround, they have to kind of show some forward momentum immediately, and that means, you know, that, you know, in a vacuum of Tennessee football, there's been all these great stories, you know, this week about John Ward and the legacy and the history of Tennessee football.
Yeah.
Just getting to a bowl game certainly does not fit in that box. And yet, you know, you have to start to turn around somewhere. And this staff believes that if they can get to 6 wins, that'll really help them close with guys like Darnell Wright, Kavaris Crouch, Bogle, Curry, some of these other guys that, you know, don't have any plans to make decisions until December or February.
Well, good stuff, Jesse. We appreciate the time, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.